We know that the y-intercept is the value of the function when x equals 0. We examine the top row of the table and we observe that when x equals 0, meaning on the third column, y equals 1, and this is the y-intercept. Conversely, in order to find the x-intercept, we think about the fact that f of x-intercept is 0. We examine the y's row and we observe that there are two cells where y equals 0 in the second and the fourth column, and these y's are corresponding to x equals negative 3 and x equals negative 4. These two x values are the x-intercepts.